Corey opened the door to the observation room. Inside, a single guard shot up from his chair, dropping the magazine he was so intently reading before he had arrived.
"Are there not supposed to be two of you watching my guest at all times?"
Corey queried.
"Ah, yes, but my partner, Billy, Agent Smith, has just nipped to the toilet. He'll be back in 10 minutes or so,"
the guard replied.
"What is your name?"
"I'm Agent Bradley, sir."
He straightened his tie as he kicked the magazine further under the desk he was sitting at.
"Stimulating reading material, Blakely. I assume the female form provides you with all the focus you need to ensure the man in that room is observed at all times,"
Corey said as he moved to gaze through the glass. The guard began. Corey watched as the man glanced down at the adult publication on the floor.
"It's Bradley, sir,"
he said, clearly finding no other response to the question from his mind.
I see my guest sleeps."
Corey ignored the comment as he gazed at Seth.
"Yeah, he does that a lot,"
Bradley said.
"To be honest, I don't know why it needs two people to watch him. I have worked in security for years and never needed more than a camera to watch anyone."
"Have you ever been required to observe someone like Seth?"
Corey asked, now slightly annoyed at this man's ignorance.
"Loads of times. I see the Americans popping in occasionally to give him another beating, but they don't do it properly. You need good, solid British know-how to properly give someone a kicking. If I had my chance, he wouldn't wake up for a month after I'd finished with him. Seen loads of blokes like this, and deep down, every one of them's a coward."
Bradley smiled as he glanced up at Corey.
"A coward? You think Seth Goodman is a coward?"
The astonishment in his voice was clear, but it seemed this imbecilic man hadn't picked up on the tone.